Good morning.
Oh, good night from where I am.
Good night from where you are. Well, I'm going back to bed. See ya. How you going? Is this Jake?
Yeah, it's Jake.
Jake Kelly.
Yeah.
Fantastic, mate. Thanks for your time. Press that little button so we can see your head.
Oh, what little button?
I don't know. It says video record or video something.
I see it.
Connect me up. Bada bing. There we go.
See? All right.
You're starting to tune in now. Oh, it's gone all dark over there. Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
G'day, mate.
How are you?
Pretty fantastic. How are you going? That's the important bit.
Yeah, I'm going good. Just a bit tired tonight, so looking forward to some sleep.
Yeah? Boy, what have you been doing today? Shoveling snow?
No, it's not snowing in Oxford. We just went around sightseeing the town, and that was about it. Come home in the arvo. Yep.
What was there to see at Oxford?
Not much. it's just, not too much, actually.
Just did you go to the uni?
Yeah, we just looked at the universities and a few other things, a few other buildings and that.
Cool. Did you go up and see Shakespeare the other day? Shakespeare's
house? Oh, we went to Anne Hathaway's cottage, but only a few other boys did that.
Is that the guy that got lost?
Yeah, we got lost and ended up at Anne Hathaway's cottage.
How sensational was that?
Oh, yeah, it was all right.
Is that rockets driving or navigation? Yep. Driving's fine, but rockets navigation's off.
I'm not actually sure what he's doing. He has a GPS, but he still manages to get lost.
Parramatta people for you, mate. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Jake, where you come from, what school you go to and all that?
I come from Brisbane. I was born there. I've lived there my whole life. I went to Wavell. I'm finished now. I'm starting up as an apprentice. Oh, well, I did a skill-based electrical apprenticeship all this year, so I'll just start that full-time when I get home. And got two other brothers, mum and dad, and that's about it.
Cool. And who are you playing footy for next year? Broncos?
Oh, yeah, well, in the 20 squad at the moment, but probably play a bit of Malmeninga for North.
Yeah? All right. Yeah, they go all right, North, don't they?
Yeah. I was there for Cyril Connell and Malmeninga this year.
All right. And how did you go?
Cyril Connell, we won it. We won the Queensland title, and Malmeninga, I only played four games and I got injured, so I never played the rest of the season, but we lost the Queensland final.
Oh, that was right to somebody from, wasn't it the Stingers?
Yeah, Townsville.
Yeah, they were pretty wrapped. They haven't never won anything before in their lives.
Yeah, we beat them the year before. They got one back on us.
Yep, I remember down at Shark Park. Wasn't it?
Shark Park?
Yeah, isn't that where the final was played the year before that?
No, it was
the semi-final, I mean.
Oh, the semi-final?
Yeah.
What was this for, the Cyril Connell?
Yeah. Well, no, the Malmeninga Cup they were playing down there. I can't remember if the
under-16s
down there or not.
Yeah, I know. No, it was the under-18s. I was the under-16s, but I know they went down to New South Wales.
Yeah, and they played on Shark Park against the Doggies, actually.
Yeah.
So, mate, why don't you tell us a little bit about France?
Well, I don't know, it's pretty cold, not very sunny, everyone speaks a different language, the food's a bit weird, I don't know, I didn't really like France that much, I liked England a lot better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the footy, mate? Did you play footy over there in France?
Yeah, I played one game against the under-19s.
And how did that go?
Yeah, it's alright. We lost by two, but I know. Yeah, we didn't play that well.
Yeah, but how did you go, mate? Did you have fun? Did you think you had a good game?
Oh, no, I wasn't too happy with my game. But, I don't know. Can't change it now.
Nah, and did you get to play in England?
Yeah, I played against Warrington Academy.
Did you think that you did a bit better in that game?
Yeah, I did a bit better in that game.
Well, that's good. That's good. And why do you think that is? Because you got to know the boys a bit better?
It's just getting to know the boys a bit. Haven't played with most of them before, so I know, it just takes time.
Yeah, it's lucky for that other team that got called off that you didn't play them in it.
Yeah. So I reckon we would have done better in that game, I reckon.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah.
What about some of the things you saw in France? What were your favourites?
Oh, in France, Eiffel Tower. That was a good day.
Yeah. Bit cold, pity it was so foggy, eh?
Yeah, couldn't see much off the tower, but the best bit about it was the blokes trying to sell us stuff before we got onto the tower, a bit of a laugh.
What were they trying to sell you?
Oh, just shit. Oh, just rubbish.
Fridge magnets? Fridge magnets, postcards?
Key rings.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just trying to rip tourists off.
Well, that's their job. What about England? What have you enjoyed over there, apart from the freezing snow?
Yeah, I like the snow. What else? I liked Manchester. I liked York.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. That's better. And what happened to you liked Manchester? Sounds like they sell sheets there.
They sell sheets. it's where we first started snowing there, and it was just a nice little town.
Good on you. And these are just a couple of standard questions that I've been asking most of the boys. They're pretty old now. You don't want to.
Yeah.
When the food was on, what did you get into over there in France?
Oh, I had some raw horse meat. I had frog's legs and I had snails.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Oh, I wouldn't say I enjoyed it, but it wasn't too bad.
And even though France was a cold and miserable place, would you go back there one day, like in the summer?
I don't know. probably not. I'd probably come back to England though.
Would you?
Yeah, if I had the opportunity, so.
Well, there's plenty of opportunities in life, mate.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Who's the funniest bloke on the tour there?
Oh, funniest bloke. I don't know, everyone has their moments. There's a fair few funny boys here, so.
There? Tell us some of the things that have been happening then.
Oh. What do you mean?
Just some of the things that have been happening, you know, unusual things, people doing stupid things. We love stupid things at our footy team.
Oh, stupid things. Well, we were driving in, where were we? I think it was Howarth, and we were in the car with Rocket, and we stopped over and we made a few snowballs and took them back into the car, and we were just doing some drive-by snowballs, and I think Luke Abdulrahman hit some bloke's wife, and we thought nothing of it, and 5 minutes later, we were stuck in traffic. Some guy comes up bashing on the window. on Matt Berwick's side, he winds down the window. The bloke starts choking him through the window. So I hop out of the car, and then because he was like, and then he goes back and he walks off back to his car, and I come walking back to our car, and I turn around, and he's fucking chasing after me with a shovel.
As you do in there.
So she got straight back in the car and drove off.
We've got to try not to swear, Jake.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. I'll beep that out later. Well, I don't know how to, so I won't. See, that's great. That's the sort of stuff you don't normally hear about on footy tours. Bit of an English road rage.
Yeah, they're all mad over here.
Oh, mate, the schoolboys played last night, so they can play footy, the buggers over there.
Yeah, they got beat.
Unfortunately, yes. Mm-hmm. 38-30.
It'd have to be a good team to beat the schoolboys as well.
Well, it's the England Academy, mate.
Yeah.
It's the best of the best, you know. Maybe they're getting a bit of inspiration from the cricket team.
Yeah, maybe. They're doing all right.
The English cricket team, yeah. So who's the biggest pain in the bum over there?
Biggest pain in the bum? Oh, easily have to go to Eddie Brimelow.
That's about seven to Brimelow. I can't wait to get him on the phone.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's the best. Yeah. Cool. Give us a little wave, mate. Nice and slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Just because I can grab little photos then, you see.
Oh, righto.
Yeah, that's why. Not because I'm a strange bloke or anything.
No, I didn't think that at all.
And what about next year, mate? What are you doing next year?
Just doing,
Oh, that's right, you said you're apprenticeship, aren't you?
Yeah, apprenticeship, and then just training with 20, so...
Are you going to miss school?
Yeah, I'll miss school. I love school, so...
It is great being there every day with your mates, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And just bludgeon all day, so... Works a bit different.
And Wavell's a pretty good school, too.
Yeah, it is a good school.
Even play footy pretty well.
Yeah, I enjoyed... I was only there for 2 years, and I loved it, so...
Oh, yeah? Where were you before that?
I went to Padua College from year 8 to 10.
Okay. And is that in Brisbane too?
Yeah, just right near Wavell.
Oh, cool. Good on you. Good on you, Jake. Thanks for your time, mate. We've got a couple of blokes to go through. So, thanks very much, mate.
All right.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. See
you
on Tuesday.
All right, see you then.
You guys ring me back in about 2 minutes, if you can.
All right, sweet.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers, mate. Bye.